fallout from the worldwide economic meltdown has been slow to hit Alaskans. The permanent fund has lost a quarter of its value, but most state residents haven't experienced personal hardship. State Representative Jean Terrio of North Pole says that may be yet to come.
You know, it seems like the state of Alaska has been spared a lot of the pain that we're hearing about in the lower 48, but we have to be mindful that economic slowdown can spread to the state of Alaska, too.
Terrio spoke on the legislature's role in the economy of the state at the University of Alaska Fairbanks yesterday. The longtime interior legislator says there's usually a lag between outside economic events and impacts in Alaska, and several sectors could still be affected.
Oil and gas, of course, you know, if the price stays down real low. The tourism industry felt real pain this year, and I know that the bookings are down so far for the coming tourism season. Now, with the price of energy coming down, that may correct itself. But we need to be mindful and watch all the segments. The housing market here could also slow down. But hopefully the retrofit market will pick up some of that slack. So there's a number of things in place, and we need to keep all those balls in the air at the same time.
Terrio says the challenge for the legislature is to rein in the excessive spending of last session when record oil prices ballooned state revenue. With Alaska's finances starting to feel the pinch of oil's precipitous fall, Terrio says it's time to consider adopting a long-talked-about fiscal plan to smooth out dramatic fluctuations in year-to-year spending.